Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett today authorized a $265 million advance to the Philadelphia School District. It's an early disbursement of funding that the district was already scheduled to receive, and therefore does not erode the district's $81 million budget gap. WHYY education reporter Kevin McCrory joins us to make sense of this latest development. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Dave. So with this advance, Corbett said he hoped to prevent further layoffs in the Philadelphia School District and ensure that schools would open on time. Here he was speaking to reporters today at his offices at the Philadelphia Chamber of Commerce.
Financially, this action will assist the district with their cash flow needs in the short term, reduce the amount that the district will have to borrow, and as a result, save the district $4 to $5 million in borrowing costs.
Now, the district says it asked for this advance in June and has already included any borrowing-related savings into its budget. So Height says if the school district's $81 million deficit isn't closed by August 15th, he still has to choose between two bad options, either lay off an additional 1,300 staffers, making some class sizes balloon to 41 students per teacher, or save money by shortening the school year. And as I said, since the $265 million advance does nothing to close this gap, Height says he still can't guarantee that schools would open on time.
What we will say is what we've been saying all along. There are things that we're considering and things that we will continue to consider. It's really important for us to make sure that we weigh everything as we make those decisions.
And Kevin, toward that end, isn't Corbett continuing to call the legislature to return to Harrisburg to pass that cigarette tax before school starts?
That's right. So he specifically said he wants them back before school starts, but he didn't call for a special legislative session on a specific date. The city says this $2 per pack tax will generate $83 million for schools in the first full year of collections. The cigarette tax has been stalled in part because of add-ons that Republicans in the House and Senate can't agree on. And House leaders have been firm in saying they're not coming back until mid-September. Part of the problem, they say, the votes to pass the bill simply aren't there yet.
Now, let's know, Kevin, the Democratic state lawmakers held a forum on the cigarette tax issue today as well. What was their reaction to this news?
They reiterated the point that this advance does nothing to shore up the district's budget. Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter grew animated in his frustration that debates over this issue have drug on for well over a year since the cigarette tax was unanimously passed by city council last year.
It's a local government issue. It's a local tax issue. On this one, we have not asked the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania for one dime. Yet we are a year later in the vortex of legislative and political hell, going back and forth about whether or not the local citizens here should be able to fund their own schools with their own tax dollars.
Corbett also expressed frustration with the legislature's lack of action on the cigarette tax, but offered this advice for guaranteeing swift passage.
Several of the legislators have asked why they should support a bill that assists the Philadelphia School District only. Part of the solution in securing their support is for the union leadership of the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers to be as committed to the students of Philadelphia as they are to their own interests.
Now, in a telephone interview, Teachers Union President Jerry Jordan says his members have already gone above and beyond by being willing to make health care concessions, forestalling pay raises, and paying for classroom supplies out of their own pockets.
The members of the PFT are not the funders of the school district. The state has a constitutional responsibility to provide funding for the School District of Philadelphia.
Later, I pressed Corbett on the issue of whether he believed that Philadelphia schools, even with cigarette tax proceeds, would have adequate resources. Corbett, though, repeatedly dodged giving a direct answer and closed the press conference by referencing the difficulty of getting the legislature to reach any agreement.
You have to keep in mind at the same time, there's legislators from all kinds of different districts that are saying, what's fair for my district? What's adequate for my district? So you have to kind of reach that consensus. It's not an easy thing to do.
What's next in line to help reach that consensus?
Well, August 15th, Superintendent Height's decision day, is next Friday. Until then, parents have to hold their breath waiting to see if their kids will have a place to go on the first day of school.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY education reporter Kevin McCrory on NewsWorks Tonight.